Coming up on episode number 745, well, after who knows how many years of doing this show, I can't believe I've never done a Doors cover story. So tonight, for Thursday night, cover story night, we're going to fix that problem right now. Everything from Love Me Two Times to Love Her Madly and all points in between. Pardon me, it is the Doors cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, February 10th, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to episode number 745, The Doors Cover Story. Boy, it's been a long time coming. I had to go back and do a search on the site because I thought for sure I had done a Doors cover story before, but I guess not. I've played many Doors covers over the years, but never actually done a specific Doors cover story. So, hey, glad we could finally get this together. And why don't we get it just kicked off right away? It's really hard picking some of the tracks here because there's so many great covers of some of their biggest hits, like Light My Fire. There's thousands, seems like, covers of that song, and a majority of those are really good. They do take the songs in different directions. Same was true with the song Hello, I Love You. Wanted to go with something different. Excuse me. Boy, I'll get that fixed by the time we come back from the next song. Wanted to go with something different than the Cure version that I think everybody's familiar with. And so I did pick one from the 2001 release from Simple Minds. Yes, hopefully you haven't forgotten about them. From their 2001 album Neon Lights, here is their cover of Hello, I Love You.
Jump in your game. Hello, I love you.
I love the fact that if you played that song for somebody and didn't tell them that it was a Doors cover, because of the melody change, because of the style of the song change, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who'd recognize that immediately as a Doors cover just based on the lyrics alone. That is a group called Simon Stinger with their cover of Love Her Madly. Kind of sounds like if Susie and the Banshees did a James Bond theme. That's what it reminds me of. That one comes, that's the title track from a CD that came out in 2002. It was a compilation featuring all female singers, female fronted groups or female artists doing Doors covers. And that label is no longer around, but put out some great CDs. Did one, Spiders from Venus, that was an all David Bowie cover album. Trying to remember the other ones that they did, but man, it was so, so great. Love Her Madly, covered there by Simon Stinger. And if you didn't catch that, God, listen to it again, because you'll be like, oh yeah, don't you love her madly? Don't you treat her badly? Love her as she's walking out the door, et cetera, et cetera. Cool stuff. Before that, Touch Me. No, that's the name of the song. By Dissolve, that one comes from a 2001 compilation called The Electronic Tribute to The Doors. A lot of those kind of tributes, those electronic tributes and string quartet tributes, things like that, are hit or miss. But that one's pretty good from start to finish. It's called just simply The Electronic Tribute to The Doors. Got a big lizard on the cover, of course. And great track there, Dissolve. with their version of Touch Me. Before that, Whip Culture, channeling a little bit of Muse, I think. Maybe sampling? I don't know. It came out in 2009, so that would have been around the time that that great Muse album came out with that song that I'm trying to remember the title of. Anyway, Rock and Rave is the name of that album that features that Whip Culture track. It is a heavy electronic rock compilation of a lot of classic rock tunes done in that style, and that is the cover of Roadhouse Blues, the Glitter Mix by Whip Culture. And then we start off the set with Hello, I Love You by Simple Minds from their great 2001 album Neon Lights, and that is another great all covers album, especially when you couple it with the fact that it's all Simple Minds, and they just do a great job with doing stuff in their own style. Coverville tonight is brought to you by MapHook. Get your free app at iTunes.com, your free MapHook app. And what's cool, it's a social media tool. And it not only does the same things that you kind of get already from your social media tools, you know, Twitter and Facebook, it couples that with a couple of really neat features. Number one, it ties it to locations so you can plot the restaurant you're at and talk about, hey, is this good? Is it bad? How's the service? What are the prices like, etc.? And you can string together a bunch of hooks in MapHook to tell a story and then share that story with your friends and your followers. And what I want to do is I want to do a contest with MapHook, we're going to do this. It's not just that I want to do this, but we're going to do this contest. What I want you to do is hook your favorite local independent music store. So, you know, you've got your Best Buy and your Target and those places that sell everything. Oh, and CDs as well. But then there's also, in every city, every town, they've got a really cool independent music store. We've got a bunch around here. Angelo's Music is a good one, but we've got in Denver, Wax Trax and Twist and Shout, two fantastic Denver-based independent music stores, and I'm going to hook those myself. But what I want you to do is use MapHook. You don't actually have to be in the store to do the hook. You can do the hook and just tell me about the cool music, cool CD store. And what we're going to do is going to have a drawing at the... I'm sorry. We're going to have a drawing for each episode, each Coverville episode. They're going to sponsor three of them. And is this right? I hope I'm doing this right. No, I'm take that back. We're going to have a big drawing after the three episodes have run. And someone is going to get a $50 iTunes gift certificate. So you can buy a lot of music with that. So again, get your free app from MapHook.com. You can also do it online at MapHook.com. You can go to the iTunes Music Store, get the app wherever you want. So get MapHook and hook your favorite independent music store. Hope I didn't butcher that too badly. Let's get to the next set of music here and kick things off with a Stone Temple Pilots cover. I had to pull a cover from Stoned Immaculate, which was the Music of the Doors tribute CD that came out in 2000. There are a lot of great tracks on there, and so narrowing it down to which one I wanted to include on this show was difficult. However, Stone Temple Pilots made it easy. The song just rocks. Here is their cover of Break On Through.
Break on through the other side. destroys the night. Night divides the day. Pleasures here, dug our treasures there. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp, back when he was Johnny Cougar, from his album Chestnut Street Incident. Yes, that is 20th Century Fox, originally by The Doors. That was a whole cover album, or mostly a cover album, that John Mellencamp did back then. One of his first albums, too. Really cool stuff. John Mellencamp, Johnny Cougar, with 20th Century Fox. Before that, UB40 from their Best Of from 2000 with a cover of Light My Fire. We're trying to remember in the chat room if that was used in a movie soundtrack or not. I don't think it was, but it seems like they did do a ton of covers for movie soundtracks. That one, I'm not sure where it came from. But UB40's cover of Light My Fire. The Leningrad Cowboys before that from their album Leningrad Cowboys Go America, with their cover of L.A. Woman, great Russian band going Western. And start off the set with Stone Temple Pilots and their cover of Break On Through, that one from the Stoned Immaculate, the music of the Doors CD, which has a bunch of other great artists on there, including, including or in addition to groups like Train and Smash Mouth. Yes, those guys are on there as well. Really quickly, let me tell you about the Coverville Citizenship Program. So if you are not a Coverville citizen, then you're missing out on some extra stuff that you can get as part of Coverville. First off, you get a subscription to Coverville Bonus Tracks, a show that collects all the additional songs that get cut from each episode due to time constraints. Now, this episode, I started off with about probably 100 tracks to narrow down, narrowed those down to about 30, and then trimmed those down to the 12 you're hearing tonight. But a lot of those tracks that I really wanted to play, I'm saving for a Doors Bonus Tracks episode, where you're going to hear all those other tracks as well. You get those probably about once every 3 weeks, once every month, and no commercials. It's great stuff. You'll also get a DVD every year containing the last 100 episodes in either AAC or MP3 format, so that you can have every episode from the past year available at your fingertips. You can copy it to your computer, copy it to your MP3 player, your iPod, whatever. And you also get a custom-designed T-shirt every year. The current T-shirt is the fake Coverville Lanes bowling shirt. But we've also had the Burger King Have It Someone Else's Way T-shirt as part of the Coverville Citizenship Program. And I'm working on a brand new design for this year that I'm really excited about, and we'll unveil that as we get closer. But sign up now and you'll get the Coverville Lanes one, and then you'll get the new one when it gets when your citizenship renews. Now, how do you get it? How do you become a Coverville citizen? Just make a $40 donation, an annual $40 donation, and you get all this stuff sent to you right to your home address. International rates apply. There's a little bit of an additional cost because of the additional postage and handling and stuff. And then there's also other options like Key to the City, where you can get it coupled with your Lyrics Undercover subscription as well. All those options are available. Go check them out at coverville.com/citizens. Let's get back to the music here, and this is a fun one. I had to include a Riders on the Storm cover, and they're all going to be long, right? They're all going to be 5, 6, 7 minutes long, but they're going to be great. This one is a lot of fun. It's by a group called Señor Coconut and his orchestra from their 2003 album Fiesta Songs. You'll get the style right away. Here is Señor Coconut and his Riders on the Storm. Thank you.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Some men seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Some men seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. A stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Some men seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. People are strange.
from her album The Hit List. That is Joan Jett with her 1990 cover of Love Me Two Times, rocking it out there. Before that, Jimmy Somerville. Remember him? He was in Bronski Beat and the Communards. That comes from an album that he put out a couple of years ago, an all-cover album called Suddenly Last Summer, which sadly didn't have a cover of that Motel song on there, but it was called Suddenly Last Summer, and it was a cover of People Are Strange, Jimmy Somerville. Before that, Crystal Ship by Nicole Adkins from her 2008 EP called Nicole Adkins Digs Other People's Songs. A nice little acoustic one showcasing her voice. And we start off the set with Señor Coconut and his Latin-infused version of Riders on the Storm. That one comes from his 2003 album, Fiesta Songs. And that, as they say, is that. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me if you have a request, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. It's a recording. Leave a message. Tell me what you want to hear. I'll play it. I'll play your recording when I play your cover, or when I play your request anyway. You can also go to coverville.com and leave a message, a comment, an idea, suggestion in the show notes for this or any other episode. Of course, coverville.com, you can also download every single episode of Coverville. You can become a Coverville citizen. Check out the DVD set you can buy with all 700 episodes of Coverville, which will someday soon be changed to all 800 episodes of Coverville. So keep an eye out for that. We'll be back on Tuesday with another edition of the show. Maybe an all a cappella version or Lost in Translation. I haven't done either of those in such a long time that I think it might be time to do one of those. And next week, Peter Gabriel, the Peter Gabriel cover story. So stick around for that coming up a week from tonight. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly. CacheFly, Cashfly. .com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, it's like you're there. Why, tell them.
Program so good, it's like you're there!